Gilmore to Michigan to Michigan State tomorrow, but Spartans on the road at Boston College, Michigan playing host to USC. So a couple things about it. It is Boston College's red bandana game, which is the one they do for, was a lacrosse player that was on the one of the flights on 9/11?
I don't know.
I think it was Wells, I can't remember his name, but the red bandana games where he famously wore a red bandana and they put their numbers are made in, you know, the red bandana look. But it's a red bandana game this week for Boston College, which is never fun to be the opponent for something like that. It was such a cool cause. But nonetheless, on the field, Thomas Castellanos skater. Thomas Castellanos. He's a handful.
He is. Watched him early in the season, and it's a dual threat guy, and those always make you a little nervous. And he's got the propensity to make some big plays. Boston College is, they beat Florida State, right?
Yep.
So has that game
as
lost?
As one does.
Right. Apparently that's not a big deal, but I think it is still. But this will be a real tough matchup for Michigan State. Look, they're a 6.5-point underdog in this game going into it. So it's going to be tough. But if Michigan State continues to improve, and if they clean up the stupid personal fouls, that they can have a real chance of winning this game on the road. But they've already been road tested and came away with a win.
It was a nice win at Maryland. Maryland take care of Virginia last weekend. But Castellanos is a problem. He has rushed for 97 yards, and he has thrown for almost 600. They got two backs in Trayshawn Ward and Turbo Richard. You got to like Turbo Richard.
How do you not?
Yep. Anyway, Turbo Richard, I got the third guy, and I can't find his name, but hold on. I'm still trying to remember who Wells Crowther. Crowther. Anyway, he is who the red bandana game is for. And he was on the flight that crashed in Pennsylvania. Was considered one of the guys that helped bring that plane down before it hit one of the towers, or whether it was maybe for the Capitol they thought it might have been headed towards. But anyway, do you know anyone that's going out there? We talked about that earlier in the week.
I don't. You know? I don't think I do. There's a couple guys I know that sometimes do travel for Spartan games, but I haven't seen that they're going for this one.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Michigan playing host to USC. USC, their quarterback is arguably in that same category as Quinn Ewers. So that's going to be a problem. They got a running back who really is a threat in the pass game as well. Michigan's going to have to be on their P's and Q's. I think this is one of those games where they basically have to hold USC to field goal attempts. And talking a little bit with the Michigan people, they thought the Texas game guys got a little bit irresponsible trying to make big plays and settled down in that game as it went on. And they did a good job in some sudden change positions, situations where they're put in bad field position. The defense got a stop. They got a missed field goal. There was they forced a punt once. I mean, so you're talking about they did some good things, but they kind of had to settle down. They got to kind of stay in their lane, let USC have their yards, and just hope to hold them to field goal attempts is the way I see it. Keep it and try and make it a low-scoring affair.
Well, I was listening to the morning show, and they had Gary Danielson on, the analyst for this game, and, of course, former Detroit Lions player and media personality here. I love listening to Gary. I can listen to Gary talk football all day long, and particularly when it's about a single game that he's preparing for, mm-hmm. because nobody's more prepared to talk about a certain game that they're covering than Gary Danielson. He's unbelievably well-prepared. And to hear him talk about this, and this is going to be an uphill battle for Michigan, but, the USC is a very talented team, but he said USC is not as talented as Texas is. But USC likes to attack you with their speed on the outside. With the running backs, they don't run between the tackles, they run outside the tackles. And if, Michigan's front four does their job, that they might be able to do something in this game. Now, offensively, you're looking at a situation with the quarterback doesn't have a whole lot of experience throwing the football, but if they can get the short passing game going, I don't know if Colston Loveland's going to play or not. I think that's a huge key to this, because being a tight end, but he's a tight end that can kind of stretch the field. They've got other guys. Klein will be in there and he'll give his opportunities, but if they can get the short passing game going and use Donovan Edwards in that aspect of it, maybe they can move the ball down the field.
Yeah, I think if Colston Loveland can't go, Donovan Edwards has to get 5-6 targets to make up for that. Just the shorter, easier routes, just to try and get your football to the guys in space. The weird thing about this, though, this is like the game of my youth. It felt like every two or three years, this was the Rose Bowl, Michigan and USC, and seeing these two helmets on the field together in Ann Arbor is going to be weird. They did play in like the 50s. They played a home and home, played out in LA, and then played back here.
When was the last time they played?
It was probably a Rose Bowl. So John David Booty and USC beat Michigan like 32-18 or something. I'll have to look up what their last meeting was.
So it feels like it's definitely been a minute since they played.
It has been a while, but they played in the Rose Bowl. It felt like a lot when I was growing up. But the Texas game was super exciting just to see that matchup and the build up to it. It was a lot of fun, and then there was the game. And so now it's a question of, Michigan right now is, there's not a lot of confidence. Got it. Understand why the Texas game, I think, rattled people, but they can change the narrative a little bit right here.
Can they run the football?
Well, they're going to.
If you can run the football against USC, you can control the clock and keep USC off the field, then that's big. Now, Michigan has a really good defense. On paper, they've had a really good defense.
Yep.
It hasn't been as good as you want it to be, but you also took on Texas,
yep,
who was really good. But last week, they gave up a lot of yards late in that game, but they still gave up yards and against guys you wouldn't have expected it. So a player's going to have to step up.
Kang, you want to add something here?
Oh, no. We're just getting a lot of phone calls and texts on Wells Crowther, the red bandana.
Yes.
Yeah. He did play lacrosse at Boston College, but he was not on a plane during 9/11. He was the one who ran into the towers. He worked in one of the towers.
My apologies. And, yeah.
Did you go help people?
He kept going back in. And people knew him because they saw the red bandana that he would always carry with him. So
gotcha. Thank you for tying that loose end up.
Yep.
I knew there was some sort of tie into 9/11. I didn't know exactly what it was for, but I also know that that's always an emotional day at Boston College. I don't know how good or bad Boston College is, and I don't know how good or bad USC's defense is. I think Boston College is probably pretty good, and I think USC's defense is probably improved. But I think we learned a little bit more about those two aspects of the two opponents Michigan and Michigan State are playing. BC, a couple weeks ago when they won it, Florida State was like, wow. A couple weeks later, it feels like, oh, wait a sec. Apparently everybody wins at Florida State. So, and in USC's case, they handled LSU. It kept them in check. There were a lot of yards, but it was through the air from Nussmeier in that game, the quarterback at LSU. Michigan's probably not going to get to them have as much success through the air given the change at quarterback. They're going to have more of a runner. And look, if they're good at what they do, you can line up with a primarily running quarterback and have success. You do that at the end of games when you're trying to run the ball and everybody knows you're going to run it, you can still run it. We'll see how much this offensive line and this rushing attack is ready for it. They were clearly better last week, and it was clearly against a weaker opponent. So.